Right, on the line we've got a bloke who, well, I don't know how he finds the hours in the day. He creates successful shows such as Entourage, Wahlburgers and How to Make It in America, and stars in blockbusters like one of his pet projects, The Fighter, right through to comedies like Ted and Ted 2, which I saw yesterday, Ted 2, and I laugh so hard and so often, my feet were sitting in pools of piss by full time with that one, and that man is Mark Wahlberg. Mark, welcome.
How are you, sir?
We're going all right, mate. Congratulations on the film. It's a ripper.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, why Ted 2? What was it? Was it Seth MacFarlane? Did you enjoy working with him so much in the first one?
Oh, I had a blast. I've never done a sequel before, you know. I kind of prided myself on that. It was just a matter of, you know, the only reason we're doing it is we could make it better than the first. And Seth, when he told me the idea, I thought it was absolutely hysterical. And also, you know, had a combination of what the first one had, which is great humor, but also a lot of heart, so...
Yeah, it has got a lot of heart. In his own way, Ted, in his own politically correct way, he makes some pretty big statements, some civil rights statements in it. And a couple
yeah,
of really...
Yeah, you know, fighting for his equal rights.
A couple of real surprise appearances in it. Morgan Freeman as a civil rights lawyer. And Tom Brady makes an appearance, who actually is asleep in it. I'm not giving anything away. He's asleep and wakes up as you're about to give him a hand job to steal his sperm. I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah, well, we tried to figure out the ultimate sperm donors for Ted. And then, you know, our second choice is then Flash Gordon, but he doesn't have any left. And so then I decide that I'm going to do it myself, and it turns out to be really bad.
You are a massive Patriots fan. I saw pictures of you with Tom Brady and that. I mean... Giving Tom Brady a hand job, that had to be a bit of a dream of yours, wouldn't it?
You know, at first my character's reluctant to, and then Ted says, "What do you mean? You got a poster of this guy on your wall? You don't want to give him a hand job?" I said, "Well, of course I do. What if I don't do a good job?" He deserves the best.
The other one, I love the scene where you and Ted are in the sperm bank, and you know this ends up being a bit of a mishap, and mate, you're just dripping from head to toe in sperm. Was that the first time that's happened, Mark?
Yes, that's the first and last. Horrible to shoot. Not fun at all.
Mark, I do love your stuff, mate. I'm a big fan of. I'm loving the Wahlburgers on your family.
Thank you.
What about your mom, Alma? What an absolute champ.
Yeah, she's a bit of a crazy person, but she comes across okay on screen.
And what was interesting is, you know, Entourage is getting a big showing here, but for people that want to see Wahlburgers, which is out here in Australia now, is people like Johnny Drama and all the characters, several of the characters in Entourage, it's the real thing. In Wahlburgers.
Yes, I got to bring Nacho down to Australia. He'll love it down there.
Mate, he'd fit right in. speaking of Entourage, mate, it's showing, Mark, in Australia right now, getting great reviews. You must be proud of that, given you created and produced it.
I am. You know, for us, it was really about, A, giving back to the fans that made the show such a big success. They all felt like the show ended too soon and they wanted more. And also, hopefully, introducing it to a whole new group of fans that weren't familiar with the show.
How much of it, you know, particularly the early series, was based on your early career?
It's loosely based. I can't own up to anything. I don't know what the statute of limitations are anywhere, so I don't want to get into any trouble. But
okay. Well, now, what about Mark? We're talking about just how much you do. It's incredible. I mean, it is better than digging holes on Boston Council. But do you ever run out of gas?
No, you know what? Because I stopped going out at night. So, you know, as long as I get my 8 hours of rest, I'm able to take care of all my business during the day and take care of all my family stuff.
You've given up drinking?
No, I have a little wine. I remember the last time I came down to Australia.
Just a bottle or two?
We drank some red wine, some beautiful Australian wine.
Matt, what do you do to relax, Mark?
Golf is my only other real hobby.
Okay, well, you travel on the world having a hit?
We've got the clubs with us, yeah. We played a little bit in France. Now we're in Berlin now, and then we're heading to London where we're going to get to play a little bit.
Wow. I've got to ask you, Mark, on your life, where's the weirdest place you've been in the world and been recognized?
Well, it's actually weird to just be recognized somewhere anyway. You know, like we were walking down the street at the Champs-Élysées after playing golf, and, you know, people were coming up and asking me for pictures. So I was like, you know, I had a baseball hat on and glasses, and I was in golf clothes, and was like, yeah. I don't know, maybe they thought I was Rory McIlroy or something.
How do you take to that, Mark? You know, are you naturally a people person?
Yeah, I mean, as long as, you know, if I'm not with my wife or kids or something, and somebody wants to take a picture or say hello, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Now, what about one of the other great passions? Boxing, huh? You love it?
Yes. Did you see the fight?
Yeah, I did, unfortunately. I was rooting for Manny. Yeah, the other guy, mate, he's just too good defensively.
Yeah, we're hoping for a little more action, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Are you good mates with Manny?
Yes, very good.
Now, how'd you become good friends with Manny?
You know, we met through Freddie Roach, who's, you know, a very dear friend and a fellow Bostonian. And, you know, we just got a lot in common. So, you know, we hit it off and started hanging out. I'm also very friendly with Floyd, you know.
Yeah.
I just always felt like, you know, Manny was the guy. That if anybody could beat him, then Manny was the guy.
Yeah. What's Floyd like as a guy?
He's a nice guy. He likes to talk about a lot of trash. My phone was ringing at 5 o'clock in the morning after the fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was a 702 number, which is the Vegas area code. So I thought, oh, well, Dana White's calling me. It's texting me. And then I text back. I said, is this Whitey? Because I didn't recognize the number. He said, no, it's Floyd. Call me. So then, of course, I had to listen to him bragging for 45 minutes. But you know what? He earned it. And, you know, he was a great champion.
Now, you, of course, had that great movie, The Fighter, with Christian Bale, based on Mickey Ward. Congratulations on that. I mean, fight films are notoriously difficult, and they always get compared to the Rocky films and things like that. But, Mark, it was superb.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And now, because of the success of The Fighter, I think there's like 3 or 4 different boxing movies coming out this year.
Now, what about pet projects, Mark? You know, that was one of yours. Any others that you got in the pipe that you're looking?
Yeah, American Desperado is the one that's really high on the list. You know, that's kind of based on the Cocaine Cowboys documentary, John Roberts' life.
Okay.
Crazy, crazy story. So we've been developing it. Bill Monahan, who wrote The Departed, just wrote a pass on the script, and we're just trying to find the right director.
Yeah. What sort of guys who are you looking to get in that movie to star alongside you?
You know, there are so many great parts in that movie, you know, for a couple of younger guys and a couple older guys. But, you know, there's a lot of great actors out there. So one of the things, we've got to find the filmmaker first, and then after that we can kind of figure out who we put in those roles.
Well, Mark, look, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure, pal. Won't keep you any longer. Love the film, Ted, too. Mate, congratulations on Entourage and all your other projects, and long may it continue, pal.
No, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.